We've got Ozzy Osbourne in concert with Winger, and right now, it's the man.
Don't blame me.
I was just telling Ozzy about our Just Blame Ozzy contest. How you doing, Mr. Osbourne?
I'm fine. I'm doing better than I ever have been.
You're looking great.
I'm keeping fit. I don't drink booze anymore. I've lost about 20 pounds. I'm running around like a lunatic. I'm getting so fit. I've never been this fit and this skinny in my life.
You look great.
Yeah,
but, folks, he hasn't lost those tattoos. We love those tattoos.
No, they're getting a bit smaller, though.
So you've been working out, just kind of...
Yeah, we've just been at the hotel there. There's a great gym at the hotel we're staying at. We're staying at the, I don't know what the name of it.
That's a big one. It's a big hotel.
It's a big one, yeah.
So
I'm looking forward to doing the show tonight. Some kids just come up to me in the hotel and says, "Hey, man, you're here. We thought you'd cancel."
He's here, ladies and gentlemen. He's here. In the past, you right, you guys have done a lot of things. Bob Daisley.
Bob Daisley has been like the invisible member for many years. He's a great lyricist. He helps me out with the lyrics a lot. And when we had the other bass player, he wasn't very good, Phil.
But you got Geezer back in.
I got Geezer back in. I got Randy Casillo on drums. And Zach Wilde, who's just wonderful on guitar. He's a 21-year-old kid from New Jersey who's just turned out to be one of the best guitar players I've ever had the pleasure of working with.
Yeah,
great.
Okay.
Rock and roll, man.
Randy Castillo on drums.
Yeah, it's great. The band's real hot. The gigs have been getting better and better every night we're playing. You know, it's even when we're bad, we're pretty hot. You know, as I was saying to myself, we had a good time. We're having going a great time. I'm clean. I'm sober. I don't abuse my body anymore. And it's just real. The band's hot. You know, I mean, on the last American tour, The Ultimate Sinner was so sick with the drugs and alcohol, I found it hard to get up on stage every night. But now, I do a longer set, an hour and 45-minute set, which is something I've never done.
Yeah.
And I've got more energy left over at the end of the night, you know.
Well, I don't know, Oz. I got to say that you've been one of the most consistent, solid people. For all my life, I've been listening to you. You've always been there for me.
It makes me sound so old. I feel like Bing Crosby of rock and roll.
Yeah, but you look great. You look great.
One of the things, I won't go away. I mean, I can't get rid of me like that, you know. It's like, I mean, so many people have tried, but I still come back with
something. Nobody can do it like you, okay?
Well, thank you.
And you're such a theatrical guy. Tell us a little bit about the stage tonight.
No, I will not. Because
no, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise. It's a very nice surprise as well. I mean, it's not. All I can tell you is it's not as flamboyant as the last one, but it's a good stage. The lighting is amazing. I mean, that's how everybody tells me. Of course, I never get the chance to see it for myself because I'm always up there doing it. But they all say the lighting's great. We use Vary lights. We use, you know, nice
great stuff. Yeah, yeah, I know some people that work for Vary light. Great stuff. Now, I just saw you in Trick or Treat along with Gene Simmons.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
Well, it's It was. I mean, everybody's been saying, you know, it's great. I mean, it wasn't really an acting part. It was just a small part.
It was funny, though.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like Miracle Man.
Yeah,
here's
yeah.
the tie-in, Miracle Man. Yeah, in Trick or Treat, you played the minister. It's talking about rock and roll and all that going on. Okay, and now Miracle Man comes out. Did you know that, you know, when all this was going on and all these people picking on you, and it's like, you know, it's like Hitler had the scapegoat. The PMRC had a scapegoat. You know, it's like, well, let's see, what's going wrong? I don't know. Let's blame Ozzy.
Well, that's what it is, you know. I'm just a regular guy. They all think I was sleeping in a bloody castle in Scotland somewhere with bats and witches flying around the house.
But did it feel good? Did it feel good to be able to do a song like Miracle Man? Because you had to know that sooner or later,
no,
one of these
know,
guys...
You know, when the Swaggots and the Bakers started getting, you know, toppled over and things, a little smirk came to my face. I must confess, because I thought, well, you ain't as holy as you make out to be. You are human. You have earthly desires like religious groupies and things. This is kind of good fun, I thought great.
It's fun. It's rock and roll. It's theater. It's what it is what you want it to be. And we've always
want to be an evangelist. No way.
No. But we've always been able to depend on you. And you've always had great guitar players. Zach Wilde, another one of great. Whatever happened to Jakey Lee? What happened?
I don't know. I think he wanted to get his own thing. I believe he's got a band called Bad Something.
Yeah, but I tell you, Zach, boy,
he's great. He's real good.
Zach, okay. So now tonight we got Winger. This is your first show with Winger?
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I like the video. I've heard a little bits and pieces, and they look good. And we just left Amprax, which is a lot of fun working with those, and I hope that it works out good with Winger.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just tuned in. We got Ozzy Osbourne, one of the biggest stars in the whole planet. He's here today. The guy you've always been able to depend on, and he just went through the Black Sabbath CDs. He picked out this one. It's Megalomania from Sabotage. We're live here with Ozzy Osbourne.
Isn't it amazing inventions, compact disc? You know, every mistake now.
Well, I saw you sitting there listening, and I saw you chuckle a couple times.
I tell you what it is. Whenever I listen to an old Sabbath thing, I don't remember the much of the making of the album, but it's just a certain parts. And I remember when we were making it, we were well out of it. We were well stoned, man. It's kind of like some you hear some kind of effects right at the end, and we're all goofing around in the studio, just having a ball, man. I mean, as much as Sabbath ended up in a terrible calamity at the end of the day between the four of us, we had our real good moments, man, when we were four boys having good fun.
Yeah, boy.
We had a blast, man, because, you know, in those days we never had any of this technology that's about now. We just went in like four greenhorns and we just made it, man. We just did what we, you know, naturally. We didn't...
Well, you guys depended on Sonics and talent rather than the studio.
I mean, you know, it's only now. I mean, for instance, when I was touring with Metallica on the last tour, I used to think they were taking the mickey out of me. They were always playing Sabbath and they would never come near me. And I thought, what's the matter with these guys? And the tour manager says, no, man, it's not that they don't like you. They're just dead the opposite, man. You're like a legend to them, you know.
You are to me.
It's like when you're in something and you're doing something, you never realize how much of an effect you have. And I never really went around.
Yeah, you have to step out of the circle to look back in because you can't understand.
I don't never think of myself as being Ozzy Osbourne.
That's why you've made it as far as you can. Because
I mean, if I was to do that, I'd end up going insane, I think. I think as regular as I can. I mean, I go to the bathroom every morning.
Yeah, just like everybody else does. Yeah. I think that the minute the stars start to think that they got it made, that there's something special, that it's pretty much the downhill from there, and that's
the thing is I'm very fortunate at the age of 40 to be still doing what I'm doing, and it's a God-given gift.
I gotta say again, you look great, man. You look better than you do on this picture of Sabotage.
I haven't drunk beer or alcohol for nearly 4 months.
Well, it's the preservatives in the beer that'll get you.
I don't know what it is, but the actual liquid white that I was coming. I've dropped.
Oh, the powder diet.
Oh, no, I'm not on any powder diet. Believe you me, I'm not on any powder. I don't touch any mind altering chemicals.
No, we were talking about getting away from that stuff.
I don't do it anymore.
I know.
If anybody wants to do it, it's their business, but I just choose to live a clean life now. Yeah. I mean, I've had all my fun. I think God gives us a certain amount of vices to do in their life, and I've done mine when I was 21, you know, and after that it was downhill, so I'm fortunate enough to be alive to talk about it. And there's a lot of friends of mine who are dead now because of alcohol and drugs.
Like, yeah.
In actual fact, a guy that works for me now, we used to work for Zeppelin, and a dear old friend of mine died. John Bonham, he was a real good guy. You know.
Boy, there we're talking about, there'll never be another John Bonham.
Thunder. But in them days, we never had these emulators that can steal off other people. You know, and I've heard that John Bonham's drum patterns are the most stolen things on emulators, you know, and these new machines that you can steal things off of the records. But I suppose there's something to be said about that on its own, you know.
Yeah, but
we had fun. We didn't sit there scientifically and work out songs. We just played them, and we used to get loaded and play, you know.
Yeah, you guys had a vision and depended on your talent rather than the emulators or the Synclavier or, you know, the mathematics of it. It was, let's go in, run the tape, let's have a good time.
Yeah.
Now the geezer's in the band. Do you guys talk about some of the old stories?
Oh, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, Zach's so enthusiastic. He wants to, what was it like when you recorded? I just don't remember a lot of it because I was so out of my mind.
I saw you smiling at the end of Megalomania. There was something that you remembered from there.
Yeah, because at the end of that thing, we were meddling with some substances in the studio, and they can still hear it going down.
And it's there on compact disc, folks.
Compact disc, price
Sabotage.
The real sniff.
Ozzy, I know that you've got a lot of things to do, but...
It's always a pleasure, man. Anything I can ever do for you guys, it's a pleasure.
Hey, welcome. And I think we ought to make you an honorary Nevadan. I think
we should make it
the Ozzy state now, shouldn't it be? No longer the Silver State, the Ozzy state.
That sounds cool to me.
Hey, we got
a
couple
Danny Palm Springs the other day, and I thought, well, when Palm Springs... I got like Bob Hope driving. I wonder if they'll ever have an Ozzy Osbourne driver.
Well, now that Sonny Bono's the mayor, everybody has to wear bell bottoms. Hey, we got some friends of yours that are probably listening.
Who?
Well, David Coverdale.
Yeah, if you're listening, David, how you doing? I hope you got another good record like the last one.
Oh,
it was good. Great.
So
I nearly said the word then. Sorry, folks.
But you got Rudy and Tom Young.
Yeah, Rudy and Tom are old friends of mine, you know.
Hey, thanks for coming by, Ozzy.
Hey, okay, bye-bye.